Okay, so when you're ready, closing your eyes and taking your focus inward and connecting with your breath. Take a few deep breaths into your chest and drop your awareness into your heart space. Keep breathing into your heart, bringing yourself into the present moment and centering yourself here. And from your heart, set an intention to activate your 5D chakras. And then breathing a bit more deeply, right down into your belly, dropping your awareness down into your body, letting your body soften, feeling your feet on the ground, and become aware of the gentle pull of gravity, keeping you tethered to the earth. Let your feet sink into the ground. And then focus on the base of your spine and imagine a golden cord spiraling down into the earth, down through the foundations of your home, the layers of soil, through the layers of rock and crystal, and all the way down to the very center of the earth. And let your cord wrap around a crystal or a rock, anchoring you into the earth. And just take a moment to feel your connection with Mother Earth. Feel the sense of being anchored and tune into the love of Mother Earth. Feel this holding, this deep holding and grounding. And then you're going to use your intention to bring this powerful life force energy up your golden cord. It's liquid red rose gold. Let it flow up all the way up until it reaches your earth star chakra. Visualize a silvery orb of light about 15 to 30 centimeters beneath your feet. And if you can't see your earth star, don't worry. Just imagine a silvery orb of light beneath your feet. And once you've connected with your earth star, let the flow of earth energy activate it as it fills with earth energy. Let it get bigger. Feel the expansion. Let it get brighter. It keeps filling with earth energy, keeps expanding. And imagine the light radiating outwards in all directions. The Earth Star is your energetic foundation in 5D and connects you with Earth energy and Gaia consciousness. When activated, it grounds you more deeply and creates a strong anchor for your 5D chakra column. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am firmly anchored and connected to Mother Earth. Now you're going to release the focus on your Earth Star and take your awareness right up into the cosmos, as far as you can imagine, connecting with source energy, the highest frequency available to us now. And visualize it as golden white light. And let this golden white light flow down towards you in a stream of high frequency energy, a continuous flow that is always there if we connect with it. This cosmic energy flows into your stellar gateway chakra at the top of your aura. So your stellar gateway is about an arm's length above your head, and it's radiant gold. You can visualize it as a golden chalice cup and imagine the shower of golden white light from source filling your chalice, letting it overflow, making it shine more brightly. And then imagine it's rotating slowly in a clockwise direction. Not too fast, very slowly, radiating the light outwards in all directions. The stellar gateway connects you with cosmic and divine source energy. When it's activated, you can move more easily to access higher frequencies and receive incoming light codes. So take a moment to allow this potential and say to yourself, I am connected to cosmic energy and ready to receive incoming light codes. Okay, releasing the focus on the stellar gateway, moving your attention down to the soul star chakra. It's about 15 to 30 centimeters above your head. You can find it with your hands, sometimes bring them together. I like to feel the chakras with my hands. It's magenta pink. So visualize an orb of magenta pink light between your hands. And as source energy continues to flow downwards from the stellar gateway, it fills the soul star and the energy expands. So just imagine that soul star chakra just absorbing all the source energy. Let it get bigger, let it get brighter. And once you've felt the expansion, then rotate it very gently. Use your hands if you need to. Rotate it in a clockwise direction, radiating the magenta light in all directions. The soul star chakra stores multidimensional soul information and ancestral karma. When activated, it connects you to soul energy and spiritual gifts, as well as higher love. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am connecting to my soul energy and spiritual gifts. Okay, releasing the focus on the soul star, we're moving down to the causal chakra. It's moonstone white, and it's just above and behind your head. So visualize an orb of moonstone white. And again, imagine source energy flowing downwards, filling the causal chakra. And as it fills with source energy, it expands and it gets bigger and bigger and brighter. And once you've felt that expansion, just let that expansion happen naturally. Let it rotate very gently, slow spin, radiating moonstone light in all directions. When activated, the causal chakra connects your right brain to higher consciousness. This is where the universe drops creative ideas into your higher mind. It also connects you with the angelic realms. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am connected to universal creativity and the angelic realms. Okay, releasing the focus on the causal, moving down to the 5D crown chakra, just above the top of your head, same place as the primary crown. And visualize a crystal orb with golden tints. You can touch the crown of your head lightly to activate it. And then imagine source energy flowing downwards, filling the crown chakra, the energy expanding. Let it get bigger and brighter. See if you can feel that expansion. And then once again, you want to rotate it very slowly. Use your hands, use your intention, use your visualization, just to let that rotation, that gentle spin happen. When it's activated like this, the 5D crown funnels source and soul energy into the chakra body. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am connected to my higher self and source energy. Okay, releasing the focus on the crown, taking your awareness down to the third eye chakra, same position as the brow chakra. And in 5D, it is crystal clear with emerald flashes or tints. So imagine this crystal emerald orb in the middle of your brow and use your intention to make it bigger. Feel the expansion. And as it expands, the light gets brighter. You might want to rub your third eye gently in a clockwise direction to get the energy moving very gently. When it's activated like this, the 5D third eye opens you to new ways of seeing, a higher perspective, and removes the veils of illusion. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am opening the doors of perception and activating my clairvoyance. Okay, releasing the focus on the third eye, you are going to take your awareness down to the 5D throat chakra, same position as the primary throat, but in 5D it is royal blue. To activate the 5D throat chakra, visualize this royal blue orb of light and rub the throat gently to get the energy moving. Just gently rub it right around. Use your intention as well to make it bigger. Feel the expansion of energy. Let it get brighter. When it's activated like this, the 5D throat chakra awakens your soul truth and sovereign voice. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am aligned with my soul truth and authentic expression. I am aligned with my soul truth and authentic expression. Okay, releasing that focus on the throat, take your awareness down to the 5D heart chakra, which is the primary heart chakra and the high heart. Visualize your primary heart chakra as an orb of white light and use your intention to make it bigger and brighter. And then you're going to tap lightly on the thymus just above the heart. This is to wake up the high heart. And as you do this, imagine the high heart chakra expanding. And as it expands, it merges with the heart chakra to create one large orb of white light. And you're going to open your arms wide and breathe in deeply to allow the expansion of energy in your chest. You need more space for this expanded heart chakra. So keep breathing deeply until your heart energy settles. Just going to give you a few moments to really breathe into that enlarged heart and let that merging happen. When it's activated like this, the 5D heart vibrates at the frequency of pure love. It is the foundation for heart-based consciousness. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, my expanded heart chakra is vibrating with pure love. My expanded heart chakra is vibrating with pure love. Breathing deeply, releasing that focus on the heart. You can drop your arms and take your attention down to your 5D solar plexus. It is the same position as the primary solar plexus chakra, just below the diaphragm. In 5D, it is gold with rainbow lights. So visualize this golden orb of light with rainbow lights and use your intention to make it bigger. Let it get bigger, feel the expansion of energy. And you're going to rub the front of your chakra with your hands in a clockwise direction. Feel the energy moving. Sometimes it's quite sluggish in a solar plexus, so just, it's like a suggestion. Just rubbing in a clockwise direction. When it's activated like this, the 5D solar plexus dissolves old fear programming and brings a deeper confidence, more aligned with who you really are. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I release fear programming and stand in my authentic power. I release fear programming and stand in my authentic power. Okay, releasing the focus on the solar plexus, taking your awareness down to the 5D navel chakra, which is just below the belly button and just above the sacral chakra. And you're going to imagine a radiant amber orb of light. Take a few moments to connect with the chakra in 5D. If you can't see it, don't worry. Just visualize this amber orb of light below the belly button. And then use your intention to make the orb bigger. Let the energy expand. Keeps getting bigger, the energy expanding. And as the energy expands, you can see it getting brighter, perhaps. You might want to rub the front of the chakra again to get the energy moving. The navel chakra holds codes of power and oneness consciousness. And when it's activated, it brings a deeper level of soul integration and embodiment. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, my soul energy is embodied and integrated within the core of my being. My soul energy is embodied and integrated within the core of my being. Okay, releasing the focus on the navel chakra, taking your awareness down to your 5D sacral chakra, which is a little bit lower in the pelvic area. It's pale pearly pink in 5D. So visualize a pearly pink orb of light and take a few moments to connect with the chakra in 5D. And if you can't see your 5D sacral chakra, don't worry, just visualize this pearlescent orb of light where you know it should be. And then use your intention to make this pearly pink orb of light bigger and bigger. Let the energy expand. Let it get brighter. And once again, you might want to rub the chakra gently, using your hands to get the energy moving. Do this in a clockwise direction. When the 5D sacral chakra is strong, your creative energy flows and you'll choose romantic partners wisely. It also draws your soul tribe into your orbit. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am in creative flow and aligned with my soul tribe. I am in creative flow and aligned with my soul tribe. Okay, releasing the focus on the sacral, we are moving down to the 5D base chakra, which is just below the base of the spine, same position as the primary base chakra. In 5D, it is a shimmering platinum. So imagine a shimmering platinum orb of light just beneath the base of your spine and take a few moments to connect with it in 5D. And once again, if you can't see it, don't worry. Just visualize this platinum orb of light where you know it should be. And then you're going to use your intention to make the orb bigger. Feel the energy expanding. Let it get brighter. And imagine it rotating in a clockwise direction. Imagine the energy moving and the platinum light shining in all directions. When your 5D base chakra is activated like this, it is much easier to meet your material needs and feel safe on the earth plane. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am grounded in my body and safe on the earth plane. And now you're going to imagine pure white light encircling the three lower chakras. So use your hands, imagine the circle of light going around the base, the sacral, and the navel. And then use your hands to activate the circle of light. Get the circle, the white light moving around the three lower chakras to get the energy flowing, attuning them to a 5D frequency. And then you're going to imagine this white light flowing down into the Earth Star Chakra, connecting the lower chakras with your 5D foundation. So just take a moment to do that. Get that circle of light going and flowing down into the Earth Star. Your Earth Star, the silvery orb of light that we've already activated, just visualize it. And imagine now a vertical column of silvery light extending upwards all the way around the chakras. So around the chakra column, all the way up to the stellar gateway, connecting the Earth Star and the stellar gateway. So you've got a column of silvery light around the chakra column. And you can visualize the whole column with all the 5D chakras lit up and shining brightly. And then you're going to focus on your stellar gateway chakra and connect with the incoming flow of golden white light from source again. And let this golden white source light flow and spiral downwards around your chakra column. Another layer, all the way down until it reaches your Earth Star, creating another layer of golden white light around your 5D chakra column. So you've got your silvery light coming up from the Earth Star, the golden white light coming down from the solar gateway. So your 5D chakra column is surrounded in two layers of light. And now we're going to seal your aura with crystalline white light, the same frequency as your 5D heart. So the edge of your aura should be about an arm's length away from your physical body on all sides, not more. So if you like, if you're very sensory, you can extend your arms out to the sides, to the front, to the back, to get a sense of how wide your auric field should be. And then you're going to visualize a white band of light going all the way around the edge of your aura, like a seal, creating an orb of crystalline white light all the way around you. And once you've got your orb of crystalline white light all the way around your aura, you're going to fill your aura with golden white or gold. You might have another color that you feel you really need right now. That's also fine. See what comes, as long as it's a light color. So just do that now. And breathing deeply, center yourself in your 5D heart chakra. And just take a moment to notice how you feel. Ground yourself with your golden cord from the base of your spine. Let it go through the Earth Star and out the bottom of your aura, right down into the very center of the Earth, anchoring you in again. If you feel a bit dizzy or lightheaded after the activation, then ground yourself with roots from your feet as well. Just give you a moment to really ground yourself as you need to. And when you feel grounded, you can slowly open your eyes and come back into the space between us.